Welcome students to second module of acid, bases and salts. So today we are going to see two main things. One, what do all acid and bases have in common? Second, how strong are acids or base solution, that is strength of acid and base solution using pH scale. We will also see the importance of pH in everyday life. Now let us come to the first one. What do all acid and bases have in common? So let us recall the activity which we have done in previous module, where zinc granules was added to dilute sulfuric acid. We have seen there was formation of hydrogen gas when it was passed through delivery tube into the soap solution. The soap bubbles filled with hydrogen was tested by a pop sound. So we have seen that metals generally react with acid to produce hydrogen gas. So we can say that hydrogen is common to all the acids. But do you think all compounds containing hydrogen are acidic? Now for this, we will take different solutions and test. So first we will take glucose, alcohol, hydrochloric acid, sulfuric acid. Now we are going to fix two nails on a cork and place the cork in a 100 ml beaker. Connect the nails to the two terminal of 6 volt battery through a bulb and a switch. Now the first solution which we will pour will be dilute hydrochloric acid and we will switch on the current. Let us observe whether bulb glows or not. Same thing we will repeat by taking dilute sulfuric acid and again we will observe the bulb whether it glows or not. Next we will check glowing of bulb by using solution of glucose followed by solution of alcohol. Do you think bulb will glow in all cases? If you observe, you will find that glucose and alcohol solution do not conduct electricity. That means the bulb doesn't glow in the case of glucose and alcohol solution. Now to electric current to flow is carried through solution by ions. Now since the cation present in acid is H+, this suggests that the acid produced hydrogen ion, that is H+, in solution. This is responsible for its acidic property. We can do same experiment by changing the solution. We can take sodium hydroxide or calcium hydroxide. In both the cases, we will see bulb again starts glowing. So when we dissolve these acid or bases in water, it generally conducts electricity as they release charge. It can be either H+ or OH-. And these charges actually flow and makes it a good electrolyte, and that's why we say acid and bases are both conductive in nature. Now let us see what happens to an acid or a base in water solution. Do they ionize in dry condition, means if water is not there? Let us do this again by an activity. So in this activity we will be taking 1 gram solid sodium chloride in a clean and dry test tube. Dry condition is very important. Now we will add some concentrated sulfuric acid to this test tube. What do you think you'll observe? Yes, there has to be gas coming out, and this gas, if you check, it is the hydrogen chloride gas. If you bring blue litmus paper closer to the delivery tube, do you think there will be any color change? You know, hydrochloride gas or hydrogen chloride is generally an acid. So blue litmus, it should get converted into red. But in this case, you will see there is no color change. Now, let us bring moist litmus paper closer to the mouth of delivery tube. You will see this hydrogen chloride gas actually converts blue litmus to red. That means hydrogen chloride is showing its acidic property. Now this acidic property of hydrochloride gas is only due to wet condition or moist condition. That means the water present in litmus paper is actually making hydrogen chloride an acidic. That means hydrogen chloride gas becomes aqueous when it enters into moist litmus paper, and in aqueous solution this hydrogen chloride releases H plus ions, because of which the blue litmus changes to red. Now, one thing you should remember, if the climate is very humid, you will have to pass the gas produced through a guard tube. It is nothing but a drying tube containing calcium chloride. It is mainly to dry the gas. Okay, so what have we learned from this experiment? We have learned that water is very much essential for acid as well as bases to release their ions. Acid will release H plus ions and bases will release OH minus ions. Now H plus ion, remember, it will combine with water molecule to form hydronium ion, which is H3O plus. So either you write H plus aqueous or H plus plus water or H3O plus, it is one and the same thing. But remember, acid will always produce H plus ion when passed in water. Similarly, bases, when get dissolved in water, it releases OH minus ions. And bases, only the alkalis will generate hydroxide ions in water. Thus, acid releases H plus ion and bases releases OH minus ions, and hydration helps in the release of ions from acid and bases. Now we all know about H plus and OH minus ion that are being released. Now let us talk about the neutralization process, right, given by Arrhenius' concept. The acid and base generally react together to form salt and water. So let us take hydrogen ion of acid and hydroxide ion of base. When they react with each other, it will form water. So H plus of acid and OH minus of base will combine to form water, which is H2O. Now let us see what is involved when water is mixed with an acid or base. Do you think this process is very simple? Can I just add acid to water? Or can I reverse this process? Can I add water to acid? It doesn't seem so simple, isn't it? Now let us perform an activity. We are supposed to do it very carefully. We are going to take 10 ml of water in a beaker and we'll add few drops of concentrated sulfuric acid to it by constant swirling in the beaker and very slowly, right? Now we are going to touch the base of the beaker and we'll find out what happens to the temperature, whether it is changing. Is it exothermic or endothermic? If you observe, you will see it is highly exothermic one, means it releases heat or the temperature rises. You have to look out for the warning sign given on the containers containing concentrated acid or bases. These warning signs are displayed because they are very much carcinogenic, right? It can easily react with your skin and cause damage. Now here, one very important thing which all of you must know and remember, that the acid must always be added slowly to water with constant stirring. If water is added to concentrated acid, then heat generated may cause the mixture to splash out and cause burn. The glass container may also break due to excessive local heating. This excessive local heating happens because you have concentrated acid in test tube, and if you add water, there is nothing to absorb the heat. If you do vice versa, if you take acid and put in water, water can absorb the heat, and that is why it is said you take drop by drop concentrated acid and with constant stirring you mix in water. Okay, so mixing an acid or base with water will always result in decrease in the concentration of ions. If you take acid, it will decrease hydronium ion concentration. If you dissolve base in water, it will decrease hydroxide ion concentration in water. Right? So such process of mixing this concentrated acid or base in water is called as dilution, which brings down their ions per unit volume, right? And these acid or bases is said to be diluted. Now let us go to the second part of this module, which is how strong are acid or base solution. Now when we talk about strong, it means what is the strength of the acid or base. Now strong here means it will completely dissociate its ion in aqueous solution. For example, if we take hydrochloride, we will see hydrogen and ion gets and chloride gets separated immediately, and more entire hydrochloride liquid will get separated, right? Similarly, if you take sodium hydroxide, it will ionize to form sodium ion and hydroxide ion. So whether you take strong acid or you take strong base, strong means it will completely dissociate into its ion in aqueous solution. Similarly, if you talk about weak acid or weak base, they are not going to completely dissociate. They will partially dissociate in order to give negative and positive radicals. Now let us talk about strength of acid and base solution. You know, we have studied about different indicators which can actually tell us the nature of acid and base, or nature of solution, right? That means whether the solution is acidic or basic. But there are some more indicators which can actually tell you the strength of acid and base. And pH scale is a scale which can tell us different strength of acid and bases. Now a Danish biochemist S. Sorensen was interested in checking the acidity of beer and introduced a scale known as pH scale for measuring hydrogen ion concentration in a solution. In German, P in pH stands for potenz, meaning power, and H is hydrogen. Now if you check the scale, it runs from 0 to 14. The characteristic of pH scale are, it will have pH less than 7 if it is acidic and more than 7 if it is basic. Neutral solution will have pH which is 7. So if your solution is more alkaline, it will have more pH than 7. There will be higher pH value, right? If the solution is more acidic, it will have lower pH value. Right, and we have seen how to find out the strength of acid and base. So the indicator which is used is universal indicator. Universal indicator is a mixture of many different indicators which give different colors at different pH values of entire pH scale. The color produced by the universal indicator is used to find the pH value of the acid and base solution by matching the color with the color on pH color chart. So by knowing the pH value, we can make out whether the given solution is strong acid, strong base, or weak base. Now, color produced by universal indicator can be shown in the given picture. Generally, the pH scale is impregnated with different colors, right? Every color will have a particular pH. For example, you get dark red means 0 pH, red means 1 pH, right? Similarly, if you go for green color means it is 7, which is neutral. If you get purple color, it is 11 pH, and if it is violet, it can be 14 pH. So there are different colors which represents different pH values. So in this pH scale, we can find out whether the substance is strong acid or weak acid. Now let us see importance of pH in everyday life. Now we know living organisms are pH sensitive. Even if you check human body, it has a very narrow pH range, that is of 7 to 7.8. Below 6, we will die. Even above 8, we cannot survive. So we are having a very less dimension. So pH plays a very important role in everyday life and everybody's life. Now rainwater also, if you check pH, when it goes below 5.6, it causes acid rain, and you know what damage it can cause to aquatic life. Plant also require a specific pH range of soil. Some plants can grow in acidic soil, some plants can grow in basic soil, some needs neutral soil to grow. So sometimes if your soil is extremely acidic, you're supposed to add base, or sometimes if your soil is extremely basic, you're supposed to add acid, and we have to ensure the correct pH range of soil for proper growth of plant. For salt also, pH plays a very important role. pH of salt depends on the strength of acid and base which is getting combined in neutralization reaction. Now in digestive system, if you check, our stomach releases hydrochloric acid, so it is having a very low pH value, right? And that low pH, our stomach can get dissolved, but we have fortunately mucus secreted by the stomach wall, which actually protect us from hydrochloric acid. Sometimes this hydrochloric acid increases, so it causes too much of pain. Now how to get rid of this indigestion problem? This can be cured by taking antacids, which is having a mild base called as magnesium hydroxide, which can neutralize the acid and give us instant relief. Now if you talk about tooth decay, you must know that our mouth is having pH more than 7, as saliva which is produced in the mouth is basic in nature. But when we eat food, some food particles, if they are left, that is being acted upon by bacteria, and bacteria will release acid. This acid, if it falls below 5.5, then it will cause tooth cavities. It will actually erode the enamel and it will cause tooth decay. So hence we use toothpaste in order to clean our teeth, because the toothpaste is mild base and that will react with acid and it will prevent us from tooth decay. Similarly, self-defense by animal and plants are also done. Animals such as insect, bees actually have formic acid in their sting. So when they sting, it will release that formic acid and we can get a lot of pain. So we can easily, immediately we can apply mild base like baking soda and can be treated. Similarly, if you talk about plants, there are certain plants like nettle plant which secretes highly acidic substance which is methanoic acid. It is for self-defense. Now, traditional remedy is by rubbing the area with a leaf of dock plant, which is generally growing besides the nettle in wild. So this is how nature also provides neutralization option. So we have studied about acid bases and we have also studied about its effect in neutralization process. Right. So all of you take care, children, and we will be again meeting in our third module. Till then, you take care and revise all the concepts.